in one of our amazing towns in Cheshire, Congleton, there are some great things happening. And I am honoured now to welcome Congleton's mayor and councillor, Sally Ann Holland, to Silk's afternoon show. Sally, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And thank you very much for having me live on our air on Silk 106 FM. Thank you.
Absolutely my pleasure. Now, Sally, obviously, my first question to you is, how are you and the family and everybody during the COVID-19 pandemic?
We're good, thank you. Yeah, it's taken a bit of time to adjust to everybody working from home, homeschooling. My daughter was about to take A-levels, and obviously she's quite delighted that she hasn't got to do them, but all those 2 years of hard work, she's not had to do exams. But yeah, so yeah, we're adapting.
Fantastic. Now, tomorrow marks the 75th anniversary celebrations, and normally Congleton would do an amazing event, wouldn't it? Which obviously that's had to be changed. So how is Congleton celebrating VE Day tomorrow?
Well, we're encouraging everybody to, do the minute silence at 11 o'clock, and then we will go along with the national toast at 3 p.m. We've done a few things that you can access through Congleton's website, and we'll be putting some things out to social media. So I think we've got, myself, I'm reciting a poem, so you can see that. I'll also say a few words too. We've got a local homegrown talent, a lady called Carrie-Anne Williams, who's a great soprano opera singer. She's going to be singing We'll Gather Lilies, so you can tune into that. The Whitehurst family are going to be playing We'll Meet Again. And we also have pictures from local veteran Captain Robert Hollingshead. He's 102, he's been recovering, and he has been so delighted that Congleton are doing something, albeit at social distancing measures. I think we've got a local councillor as well. He's going to go out around the care home singing, getting the spirits up. And all this is on Congleton Town Council's website if people want to go and have a look at what we're doing. We are encouraging people to decorate their homes as well and their windows and get into the spirit of things whilst also adhering to social distancing.
Yeah, because I think at the moment, Sally, we're all in a position where we need something to look forward to, don't we? Something that puts a smile on our face, allows us to reminisce about different memories that we will all have. So if people around Congleton or further afield want to get involved, what's the best thing for them to do?
Well, we're encouraging them to, have a little afternoon tea in the garden, perhaps. And I know there's a speech, Churchill is doing a speech, so you can come in and go out and go and have a celebrate with your neighbours. I have to keep saying social distancing, because that is the only way we're going to combat COVID-19, aren't we?
Yes.
So we have to really get that message out there too. And go online and see what's available. I am at the moment trying to source a speaker so that we can have a little sing-along in the street. I don't know how successful I'm going to be with that at the moment. I have decorated my house. Another point, we are lighting our town hall up as of this evening. We want to do the NHS clap, but we normally light it up in blue on a Thursday to recognise that. But tonight, as a special VE Day weekend of celebrations, we're going to light it up red, white and blue. So keep an eye out for that too.
Fantastic. And all this will be on your social media and your website and everything for people to see, won't it?
Absolutely, yes. We are doing other things as well. We've got we've set up with a company locally who are a catering company, and they wanted to give something back to the community. They've offered some ready-made meals, and we normally have a luncheon club, and we've timed it so they're going to be delivered for the very first time tomorrow on VE Day.
Yeah, and I'm right in saying, Sally, that you're going to be delivering quite a lot of meals tomorrow around the area to vulnerable people and people that would normally have probably got involved in the event itself.
Yes, absolutely, because we were planning on a tea dance in the town hall, but obviously that all got cancelled. So many things have got cancelled. Mayor's balls across the area, my own mayor's balls got cancelled, hopefully postponed, but who knows, when are we going to be back to normal? We've no idea, have we really, at this stage. We've got lots of food banks. A gentleman called Sean Radcliffe, who's been doing an absolutely tremendous job in Congleton, started off at home, then moved to the town hall, now he's in the Vale Club, and he's handing out out packages to those people that really, really are in need. And we've also got New Life Church Food Hub as well. So, yeah, there's lots going on, and the Town Council have been supporting that in every way possible. We've been doing lots of Zoom meetings and getting involved in that and making sure that we're supporting our community.
Fantastic. That's Sally Ann Holland, councillor and mayor of Congleton.